With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. California authorities have evacuated at least 1,200 people as a wildfire in Los Angeles County spread over thousands of acres. The Post fire burned more than 5 square miles over the weekend near the Interstate 5 freeway in Gorman, about 62 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Kenichi Haskett with LA County Fire says the wind gusts were around 50 miles an hour.
It makes it challenging, basically, for water drops. As you can imagine, helicopters or airplanes trying to drop fire retardant or water on a fire, and when it's windy, it pushes the, either it just sprays the water everywhere else or that we don't need it. So that's been a challenge, putting, you know, water on the ground from our aircraft. And it additionally makes it spotting, what we call spotting, is when you get those ambers that can reach up to a mile away from where the fire, where it originally started.
And the Biden campaign says it raised $30 million at Saturday night's celebrity fundraiser in Los Angeles. Barack Obama was on stage with President Biden and at one point is seen on video leading him off stage when Biden appeared to freeze up. Ticket prices range from $250 to $500,000. Also at SRNNews.com, good news if you need to renew your passport.
The State Department has opened a trial run allowing a limited number of people to apply to renew their passports online. Windows will open at midday Eastern Time each day and then close once the system has reached its daily limit. The department says it's taking it very slow so it can monitor how the system is working. There's also a series of requirements to be able to apply online, including being 25 or older and not changing any personal information. Jason Walker reporting.
This is SRN News. President Biden reaches out to the LGBT community.
A spokesman for his campaign tells NBC News that Mr. Biden and his surrogates plan to appear at more than 200 gay pride events in the month of June. The blitz is aimed at getting homosexuals excited about voting for the president in November as they did in 2020. Polls indicate that Mr. Biden has been losing ground with some of his key constituencies, including women, minorities, and members of the LGBT community. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
8 in 10 Americans say religion is losing influence in the country. A poll from the Pew Research Center reveals that 80% of survey respondents see religious influence in public life declining. About half of Americans view the country's religious decline as negative. 13% say it's positive. The Pew study also indicates 94% of respondents believe it's important that the president lead a moral life. This is SRN News. Meta says it wants to use data from users in privacy-conscious Europe to train its artificial intelligence models.
Meta is facing concerns about data protection while battling to keep up with rivals like OpenAI and Google. The company owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It said that in order to better reflect the languages, geography, and cultural references of its Europe users, it needs to use public data from those users to teach its Llama AI large language model.
Jeremy House reporting. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it will probably cost in the neighborhood of $2 billion to rebuild Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Moore said the state needs federal money to get the project completed. He wants the federal government to cover the entire cost, saying he believes that it's the quickest way to get it done. More details at SRNNews.com.